Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The wonderful Troy Parrott has revealed that after his heroic hat-trick that carried Ireland to the World Cup playoffs, he treated himself to none other than a KFC, a zinger burger, he said, chicken, mayo and a bit of lettuce, to be precise. So it begs the question, is it okay to reward big achievements with a takeaway, or what is your treat of choice? I'm joined now by broadcaster Megan Scully and comedian and musician Garan Nunn. You're very welcome to the programme. Garan, would it be a takeaway that you'd go for a KFC if you just scored a hat-trick and brought Ireland into one of the greatest victories this country's ever seen?
No, I wouldn't be celebrating anything with a zinger burger, I'll be honest with you. It'd be a Supermax for me. But I definitely do big achievements, small achievements, good day, bad day, even to spice up an average day, I might treat myself.
And always a takeaway, is that your treat of choice?
I think it would have to be, yeah, for sure. Definitely like me takeaways.
Is there a certain threshold, and how frequently are you reaching that threshold? How frequently do you say, do you know what, I deserve this?
I think I'm probably reaching it a bit too often myself. I could probably reach it a bit less. But I don't know. Like, I think after you've done something big, there's nothing like just sitting down on your couch and going, I've done good today, let's get a Supermax.
What about a fakeaway? Can you not just make it at home yourself? Why does it feel the same?
An old air fryer spice bag or something like that. It is. I think it's the effort put in. Do you know, there's something about being brought food. It makes you feel sort of like kingly or something. It's a very regal experience having food made for you, I think.
Okay, let's just listen to Troy Parrott speaking about that KFC.
But you're saying something about you getting KFC. I was wondering, first and foremost, most important question, what does Troy Parrott order at the KFC?
Normally I'm not actually the biggest fan of KFC, but it was like 1 minute away from the hotel and my family wanted to get that, so I had no choice. But I think I got a zinger burger.
He deserved whatever he wanted in life that day, but that's what he went for. I laugh because his granny Josie, she said that she went pub crawling. That's what she did. She saw his first goal in Murray's pub and his second goal she missed because she was on her way to Judge's pub, and that's where she saw the third goal. So that's what Josie decided to do to celebrate her grandson's big win. What about you, Megan? I mean, what is your threshold for treating yourself, and what's your indulgent? Is it something comforting, something exciting?
I'm laughing here because, you know, you've got two guests on now from the west of Ireland. So I was listening to Garan going, this is going to sound like an advertisement for Supermax. It absolutely is not. But I am a Galway girl at the end of the day. So that is usually my treat. And it's something like a chicken breast sandwich meal and a tub of curry. And that is what, as Garan is saying, it's just to sit at home after a day, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, and opening up that bag and tearing it apart and putting a bit of salt on, it does bring me so much joy. But something that actually I do most days for myself, it's probably one of the most simple things I can do. I make a cup of coffee. I go downstairs, make my cup of coffee, and then come back up into bed, do be back over myself. And honestly, it makes me so happy. I just love those moments in bed on my own with my cup of coffee.
And do you see that as a reward? I mean, you haven't even started the day at that point, or is that a treat, or does that just set you up well for the day?
It sets me up well for the day, and it just brings me so much joy. And I guess I'm preempting a good day then as well, you see, because I'm going, I have time for this coffee this morning, where at some mornings I'm obviously rushing into the studio, so I mightn't have time for my little coffee in bed. But I just think for me, it's always about the simple things, like we mentioned there, the local takeaway, or sometimes maybe just if I'm feeling really like I do really need a treat, or maybe I really need a bit of healing, I might go for like a more expensive bottle of wine as a treat for myself and put it in my favourite glass. So it's usually just something quiet, the quiet moments at home with your favorite meal or your favorite drink or your favorite cup of coffee or tea. And it, yeah, it really is the simpleness of it all. And I just think we always need to treat ourselves. I'm a firm believer in treating yourself, whether it's been a good day or a bad day.
What type of treats do you think actually genuinely improve your well-being? Is it the simple ones, or is it something where you splash out a bit?
I am a fan of retail therapy. I actually, would you believe, had a pair of boots that my mother bought me years ago after I went through a bad breakup, and I was really emotional. And she brought me into Prem Thomas. She bought the boots, and it was the first thing that made me smile. And I kept on to those boots for a number of years until eventually the cobbler couldn't even, they were gone past repair. And I remember when I had to kind of part ways with them, I said, God, I said, those boots brought me so much joy at a time when I was really sad. And every single time I put them on, I used to actually just smile and look at them because they made me so happy. So I do think sometimes it is important to get the bigger treat. Like I often, if I get a new job, or maybe if I get a gig that comes up and it's like really kind of momentous for my career, I do like to maybe splurge out on something a little bit more like long-term value that will kind of, you know, like maybe a pair of sunglasses, and then I can all, every time I put them on, I know you got this because of this moment or when you did that.
Garen,
or when I move somewhere new.
Which do you prefer, treating yourself or being treated?
Oh, I love to be treated now, I have to say. It, like, even if somebody makes you a sandwich, it's just a completely different level of experience. It's like, there's something about... it, just even a simple thing, like if somebody makes me a sandwich, that'll make me happy for the entire day.
A simple man is our Garen Noon. We're getting lots of texts in on this. After we win a match, we go for a celebration chipper. And when we lose, we have a cheer-up chipper. But basically, the chipper is winning either way. My daily reward is a nice coffee and two caramel digestives. And another texter, chocolate is my go-to reward, and it's always a Toblerone, a full stick. Only for big wins, mind you, and not just because it's a weekend or anything.
The two chocolate digestives is tremendous restraint, I have to say.
You'd keep going, Garen, would you?
Oh, I can't open. The packet of biscuits has to be, the biscuits have to be given to me, and the packet must be taken to another room so that I don't just keep going into them.
Okay, is it always something that's a little bit unhealthy? Is that a treat? As opposed to, you know, a walk in fresh air?
Like a walk is lovely, but like if you're really, you know, if you're really stressed, you need that little something extra. A walk isn't quite going to do it for you.
All right, look, we're going to leave it there, but it is Friday, so I hope who is listening this evening is going to indulge in whatever takeaway you fancy. You're saying Supermax, I'm going to say Four Lights, and people in Donegal and Sligo will know exactly what I am talking about. Megan Scully and Garen Noon, thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.